Today we want to think on the subject of what is the Great Tribulation Period. 2 weeks ago we looked at the signs of the times and saw from the Bible how God gave signs that indicate that we're getting close to the end of this present age and that the rapture of the church is close. Then last Sunday we thought on the subject of how we should be living in these last days. Now today we want to think on the subject, what is the Great Tribulation Period? Throughout history, there have been times of unusual hatred and persecution of God's people. Back in the Old Testament, we see that the Egyptians, who were led by Pharaoh, tried to exterminate all the male babies born to Jewish families in the time of Moses. Haman then plotted to destroy all the Jews within the Persian Empire, but failed through divine intervention with Queen Esther and Mordecai. And then we see when Jesus was born, jealous Herod, angry at the report of the wise men, issued a decree to slay all male infants 2 years of age and under in the territory around Bethlehem. The early church experienced much persecution under Rome, where thousands of believers were burned at the stake and fed the lions. And then during the Dark Ages, minority groups were oppressed by the established liberal church of that day. During World War II, 6 million Jewish people were gassed, burned, and experimented upon as guinea pigs in Nazi Germany. And since then, many have been imprisoned and put to death under communism and Islam. There are multitudes of believers today who are being persecuted in these various countries. It doesn't seem possible that anything could top these. And yet notice what Jesus said in Matthew 24, 15 through 21. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, that's the Antichrist, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation. Now notice, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Somewhere in the future, following the rapture of the church, will be a period of trouble, tribulation, unequaled by anything that has yet ever taken place. All others will be forgotten when this time takes place, and Jesus called it the Great Tribulation. Now this time was first mentioned by Moses back in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30. And here we read, When thou art in tribulation, and all these things come upon thee, even in the latter days, You see, there it's mentioned. Israel was not yet possessed, had not yet possessed Canaan. There were times of power and glory coming yet under David and Solomon, and those were yet in the future. The Babylonian captivity and the Roman dispersion were not yet, and Moses wasn't referring to those. It would be in the latter days that Moses was prophesying of. Now, there are numerous scriptures in the Old Testament that refer to this period of time. Isaiah refers to it, and Joel does, and Zephaniah. And then we read in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble," or Israel's trouble, "but he shall be saved out of it." And then we read in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, Daniel 12, verse 1. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people, Israel, shall be delivered, every one that was shall be found written in the book," or in God's book or records. Now, some say today prosperity is just around the corner. And some say that the world will get better and better. However, the future still holds the darkest pages of human history. But the Christian will not go through this awful time because of the rapture. Now, some say there is no difference between this time and any other time of tribulation which the Christians have had to go through. But remember again what Matthew said in Matthew 24, verse 21, "And there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." You see, these tribulations which Christians are going through today come from the world system because of our identification with Jesus Christ, who the world hated and persecuted and rejected and crucified. Now, is there a difference? Yes, there is. The Great Tribulation is a completely different matter. Nowhere are we told that the Christian is to enter this period of time. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, we read, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them which dwell upon the earth." And so God tells us that the Christians during this period of time will not have to go through this awful period of tribulation, because God will deliver us from it. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, notice it says 70 weeks, or that means 70 weeks of 7 years, so that's referring to a period of 500 years. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, that's the Jewish people, and upon thy holy city, Jerusalem, to finish the transgression and make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, or that's 493 years. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troubled times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, Jesus shall die, and not for himself and for the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, that's 7 years, and in the midst of the week, in the middle, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation of, and that determined shall it be poured upon the desolate. Now after the rapture, now that 500 years was going just up to when Christ came and died. But then this period of grace, about 2,000 years, isn't included in that. But following the rapture, there will be one more period of time, 7 years, and that's referring to the Great Tribulation. Now, during that time, the prince ruler, the Antichrist, will come from some country that destroyed Jerusalem. That was Rome. The Antichrist comes from the revived Roman Empire. He makes a covenant at the beginning of the Great Tribulation with Israel. He makes a covenant of peace with them. And then notice, in Revelation chapter 11, the last part of verse 2, Revelation 11, the last part of verse 2, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months, or that's 3.5 years. After the 3.5 years in the middle of the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist breaks his covenant of peace with Israel, and the last 3.5 years ends with the second coming of Christ to earth. But that will be an awful, awful time of tribulation, but it shall be shortened. Notice in Revelation 8, verse 12, Revelation chapter 8, verse 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so that the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Now, that period of time will be so awful that God shortens it. It will still be for 3.5 years, but the days are shortened, where they're only 16-hour days, not 24-hour days. The persecution and judgment become so awful that it becomes necessary for God to shorten that time that life might survive. Now, notice in Revelation chapter 6, John, the Apostle John that received the revelation concerning the last times, the Apostle John heard in the vision the martyred saints in heaven cry. And we see that in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell in the earth? Now, these are believers, but these are believers that were saved during the Great Tribulation period and then were martyred. So it isn't the believers during this age, because we're all going up at the rapture, but these are those that are saved during the tribulation. And they cry out, How long, Lord? How long before you judge those? You judge the Antichrist and deal with the judgment that's going on. Yes, the Great Tribulation will be an awful, awful time. But thank God that we who are believers during this period of time will be taken to heaven at the rapture, and we will not have to go through this awful period of time. But even better than that, we shall be with the Lord forever and will not have to experience hell, for hell will even be worse than the Great Tribulation. But thank the Lord that we shall go up at the rapture and that we will not have to experience any of that. Yes, there are many Christians today that are experiencing a lot of persecution, and we need to be praying for them. But even today, what's being experienced will not be like what will take place during that period of great tribulation, the last 3.5 years of that time following the rapture. And today is the day when we need to try to reach as many for Christ as we can before the rapture takes place, so that people will not have to go through that awful, awful period of time. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you so much for the privilege of knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. Thank you that Jesus came and died on the cross for our sin, that we might belong to Him. And we thank you, Father, that we will be taken to heaven before this period of time ever takes place. We'll either go by the rapture, or perhaps if Jesus tarries, maybe we'll go die first and go to heaven. But anyway, we will not have to experience that awful, awful period of tribulation. And we just thank you and praise you for that. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.